This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this program. More coming up later on, by the way, 10:30 Eastern Time tonight. We'll kick off an after show on our Twitch and DLive video streaming platforms.
Excellent.
Yep, it'll be Captain Kickass's first after show.
It will.
Free Talk Live.
We get to pop your cherry.
As we call it, Freer Talk Live. You can join us for that. Just follow our channel on DLive over at dlive.lrn.fm. Or you can follow us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. It will not broadcast on our YouTube channel, so you do need to go to one or the other, Twitch or DLive. It is up to you. All right, so in the last hour, coming up, by the way, we're going to talk about Facebook's Libra and the latest on that, but in the last hour, we ended up on this topic of the Hong Kong-China protest situation, the tensions that are going on there that have, people have opinions about. One guy who's a video game player in these esports, as they call them, competitions, he said something during some kind of a, I don't know if it was like after the game, during like an interview or something like that. I've not actually seen the clip or anything, we're just reading about it. But it was one of these esports things. Blitzchung Ningguai, who's a pro Hearthstone player. Hearthstone's one of these online strategic card games. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. Johnny
Not
Ray.
Not that game in particular. I've played Magic the Gathering plenty.
It's got some similarities to it. And Johnny Ray, who's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, is a huge fan. He's made big time into this game. He's got all the expansion packs. And it's one of those games that you can play for free. Like, you can download the game and you can play it to your heart's content. But you can also, buy things to, give the company revenue and upgrade your experience or whatever. So anyway, they have tournaments, and this guy said during the broadcast on the air, he made a statement about supporting Hong Kong. And as a result of that, he was banned from their events. He was suspended for an entire year, and they told him, oh, that $10,000 that you won already, well, we're not going to give it to you.
Wow.
And
takebacks? What?
Well, speaking of takebacks.
Scumbags at Blizzard.
Well, speaking of takebacks, they're backpedaling now.
Oh.
After online
boycotts.
Perhaps
a bunch of press?
Yeah, after some negative press, after online boycotts, after people basically, getting rightfully upset about what Blizzard did, they have come out with a statement where Blizzard president, this is according to Kotaku.com, which is kind of like a lefty video game website, Blizzard president J. Allen Brack explained that while Blizzard tries to uphold company values that focus on diversity and global thinking, it also wants to keep esports events focused on games. Blitzchung broke a rule, but Mr. Brack insists that the specific words he said, those weren't the issue. Quote, the specific views expressed by Blitzchung were not a factor in the decision we made, and he capitalized not. I want to be clear. Our relationships in China had no influence on our decision. We have these rules to keep the focus on the game. And on
liar! Blasphemer!
And on the tournament, to the benefit of a global audience. And that was the only consideration in the actions we took. If this had been the opposing viewpoint delivered in the same divisive and deliberate way, we would have felt and acted the same.
Not.
Except they didn't by their own accord, right? I mean, didn't you say that, this was instanced when he, piped in with
his
commentary?
Well, that's what somebody said.
Okay, all right. But, other people had said similar things and weren't, even, told anything and, fined a little bit much later on?
That's what one of their experts did say about this.
So,
but the company's president is, this was the president saying if he had said go China rather than go Hong Kong, they would have punished him the same. That's their claim.
Well, I don't believe that, but I think somebody should test that by saying go China on one of their
accepted.
Yeah.
Well, if what he's saying is true, and I agree with you guys, I don't believe him on mm-hmm. this, but if what he's saying is true, it does go to show that what I was saying earlier about gaming, they don't want to take positions on things. They don't want to offend a portion of their audience, so they're basically telling their contestants, their players, these professionals, these guys are pros, they get paid to play video games. They're telling these professional video game players, look, you can have your opinion, you just can't have it while you're on our broadcast.
Right.
And technically, they are allowed to do that. That's not inappropriate for them. They're the ones who are paying for the venue, probably. They're the ones paying for the bandwidth to broadcast this thing. It's their thing.
They put themselves in the position.
It is their thing, and they have the right to suck the salt off Chinese nuts. But, I'm not going to have any respect for it as well as they're doing it. And I'll tell you what, the Hong Kongers are absolutely right. And even if he did violate a rule, it was Blizzard's sole discretion. So they could have let it go in the interest of justice, and they didn't.
And had
so
they done that?
So boo Blizzard.
Right. They screwed up, and this is some pretty pathetic backpedaling. Had they done what you suggested and let it go, it would have done nothing. It would have been like some guy said something during one part of a broadcast that was 7 hours long or whatever. These things have got to be long, right? Game playing that goes on forever. So one guy in a tournament of however many people had an opinion, and the commentators could be like, wow, sounds like he's got an opinion about Hong Kong, huh? All right, let's move on to the next thing, And then they're done.
And it's not surprising that a guy who lives in Hong Kong would have an opinion about Hong Kong.
Right.
I mean, I have an opinion about New Hampshire. I have an opinion about Keene. I have an opinion about America.
An idea. Let your players be themselves. Let them have an opinion. And it doesn't reflect badly on Blizzard whether one person thinks one thing and another person thinks another. What reflects badly on them is doing something about it and cracking down like they did. And if they had cracked down on somebody who said, go China, I would still have a disagreement with that as well. Because, again, it's no skin off their back to just let somebody make a statement.
Right.
And the funny thing about all this, though, is from the Chinese point of view, this is Streisand effect, where, as you say, we never would have known that he had said this. We certainly wouldn't be talking about it on the radio if Blizzard had not been bending over for the Chinese.
Yeah.
And so,
can you recap the Streisand effect?
Okay, the Streisand effect is somebody took a picture of Barbara Streisand's house and put it up on the internet from a helicopter or a drone or something, and she didn't like that, so she sued them. Well, nobody knew about this picture of Barbara Streisand's house until she filed the lawsuit. And everybody said, let's see this picture that she sued over. And they got a whole bunch of people out looking at this picture.
Creating its own problem.
So, exactly. She took something that nobody would have known about and made notorious.
Yeah. So, a little bit more here from the statement from Blizzard. Again, saying they would have done the same thing if it were the opposite opinion. The president of Blizzard, Alan Brack, went on to say that since Blitzchung didn't break any rules while playing the actual game, he'll get to collect his prize money after all. So it's okay. Hey, you said something we don't like you saying, but you didn't say it during the game, so we'll give you the $10,000 back.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a start, but is he still banned?
Yes. However, they've reduced the suspension from a year to 6 months.
Well, then I think we should reduce the boycott from a year to 6 months.
Is this the type of thing, too, with with Facebook, if they ban, you just start a new account with a different name?
No, this is a physical player.
They know exactly
player.
Who he is because he's a professional player at tournaments.
They're saying you can't come to our tournaments.
All right.
Yeah.
You may be the best Hearthstone player in the world, but we don't want you.
Let's ban the best. Because they have an opinion.
Yeah. We now believe that he should receive his prizing. We understand that for some this is not about the prize, and perhaps for others it's disrespectful to even discuss it. That is not our intention. But playing fair also includes appropriate pre- and post-match conduct, especially when a player accepts recognition for winning in a broadcast. When we think about the suspension, 6 months for Blitzchung is more appropriate, after which time he can compete in the Hearthstone Pro Circuit again, if he so chooses.
I wonder what they would have done about black athletes who had given the Black Power power salute like they did at the Olympics in, I think, 68.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. I'll give you a little bit more from this pathetic statement from Blizzard, this backpedaling official release. More on the way. Your calls and thoughts welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can dial toll free to join us here. We're talking about the Chinese Hong Kong controversy getting involved in the video game world, where Blizzard, which is a major video game company out there, producer, they've cracked down on one young gentleman who made a statement that was pro-Hong Kong. They took away his prize money. They banned him for a year. And then after boycotts and outrage online, they walked it back somewhat. They said, oh, okay, well, we'll go back. We'll give you your $10,000 back, and we'll reduce the punishment from a year to 6 months of bans from being able to be in our tournaments. But you were still a bad boy because you had an opinion. You spoke it on our broadcast, and that's not allowed.
Do you think that, like, you know, if the media, the social media in particular, wasn't as prevalent and powerful as it is, that decision just would have stood?
My personal guess is that they made both decisions at the same time. They decided to do one thing and then walk it back a little bit in order to kind of absolve themselves. That's my
guess.
You think they decided to
walk it back at the same time as making the decision?
That's my guess, because that doesn't make sense. Damage control.
But they didn't know that it was going to be that damaging until the fallout happened.
They should have.
Well, yeah, you would think.
Maybe they didn't.
I mean, I guess it could be some sort of genius, clever marketing ploy, but I don't understand the benefit there.
I don't think it's going to help them. Because they're still saying you can't have an opinion. They're still saying that in order to be part of our broadcasts, the Blizzard broadcasts, you cannot speak your opinion, whether it's pro Hong Kong, pro China, pro Trump, anti Trump, or whatever. If you have an opinion, keep it to yourself. That's what they're saying, and that's what their actual final statement is here from their walking back press release, where they say, this is the president of Blizzard, quote, "Moving forward, we will continue to apply tournament rules to ensure our official broadcasts remain focused on the game and are not a platform for divisive social or political views. One of our
God
goals,
forbid we talk about anything that actually matters.
Right. One of our goals at Blizzard is to make sure that every player, everywhere in the world, regardless of political views, religious beliefs, race, gender, or any other consideration, always feels safe and welcome, both competing in and playing our games." I mean, look, the gaming world, I just want to let you know, before everything became all political with these companies running these tournaments or whatever, before esports, it was just people talking crap to one another on the internet during these games.
That's true, yeah.
Right? That's what happens. The Discord server that we talk about a lot here, Discord came about for the purpose of allowing gamers to talk crap to one another over or help each other if they're on the same team. To basically allow gamers to talk to one another. That's what Discord originally was. It's become something more than that for communities like ours.
I remember my roommate had a PS2, I think, and then he had the accessory, the PSI. It was the webcam. And it had a little microphone on it, and we weren't, like, you know, he set it up, and then I was over at his house. We were playing Madden, right? The football game, you know, on the video.
Right.
But we were challenging people online, playing against, like, you know, 12-year-old kids or whatever.
That sounds maddening.
And he and I were, you know, drinking and talking mad crap, you know, about this opponent, right? And we didn't realize that the PSI was on or plugged in because it had, like, fallen down behind the TV at some point, and so we were unaware. And so at some point, like, the music that we had cranking stopped, and we hear this little, like, "Hey, guys, you know, we can hear what you're saying, right?" You know, coming from, like, this mysterious place. We're like, "What?" Like, "Yeah, we can hear everything you say." And so, like, they heard everything we were saying. We were like,
So you were talking crap about them, and you weren't even intending for them to hear it.
Right.
What you're saying. Okay.
Right.
Well, what I was talking about is where people were intending for you to hear, opening up a mic and just saying mean stuff about the other players. That's pretty common in the world of video games because, you know, you got people hiding behind their computers. They're not actually in danger of being found or anything like that, so they say whatever it is they want to say.
Yeah, one of the problems with the internet is people have gotten used to the idea that they can randomly disrespect people without getting punched in the mouth.
Right.
And that's eroded civility somewhat.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. The final comment here from the Kotaku piece is that, as has been stated multiple times by fans, players, and commentators throughout this week, it's hard to square this kind of faux-neutral political stance with the games Blizzard creates and the values they claim to espouse. This is a company whose games are full of heroes fighting for freedom and equality, and China's handling of Hong Kong has been anything but. All political statements are not equal, and it's disheartening to see a company with Blizzard's legacy stand behind that kind of false equivalence in a time when games are, more than ever, intertwined with culture. Reducing Blitzchung's suspension is a step in the right direction, but in the face of all this, it's still hard for the company's games and statements not to ring hollow. The president of the company, Mr. Brack, opened his statement by saying that two of their core values, quote, think globally, lead responsibly, unquote, apply here. But this isn't global thinking or responsible leadership. It's reactivity and fear of reprisal. It's an abdication of responsibility at a time when it's needed most. And I gotta say, I don't agree with a whole lot of the opinions I see at Kotaku, but that one's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Everybody's going.
Yes, and they're allowed to say it because it's their website, so nobody can get into it with them over it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We have mouth-breathing dullard on the line here.
Oh, this guy.
Hey, is this James? James Whittakind?
And my... hey, Kung Fu.
Hey, is this James?
Hey, Kung Fu, I want to give you a Friday funny.
James?
Before I should like
Kung
to respond
Fu?
To that.
You mean Captain Kickass? Yes, please, give me a Friday funny.
It's very fascinating that Rich Paul said something about being punched in the mouth while he can hide behind a microphone and be 3,000 miles away
hey,
from
you. Hey, I've invited you up many times. You want to come punch me in the mouth? I'm here for you, bro. I'm ready for
let
you.
Me have the last
I'm
word
begging
then.
For
let
it.
Me respond
I'll let
to
you
that.
Take a free
hey,
shot,
guy,
my
let me
brother.
Respond to that,
you
then.
Get one shot.
I mean, do
that's
you want
gonna
us to
make three.
Talk,
you
Luke,
hit me, I hit
more
you,
than I have.
You hit the ground.
Do you want us to come pick you up at the airport
more than
too?
Look who's spoken more than I have, Kung Fu. A big fat loudmouth that, with all the Bitcoin money that can come down here since he challenged me to get into a ring. He's more than welcome to come down to Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. I'll pick him up and take him to a bingo bout.
Are you allowed to drive?
Boring. Oh, that's so funny.
Does
and there's
he
another
a
one of these things about Kung Fu.
On
hey, Kung
there.
Fu.
Do you
Kung
have a
Fu.
Job, James?
Hey, Kung Fu, I still want to tell the joke, but notice how a
we
so-called
don't know who you're
minister...
Talking
which one
notice,
is Kung Fu?
Notice how so-called ministers
Fu, I am.
Are talking over me and insulting and perpetuating a lie that they've been telling for 6 years. Not to mention they put my house...
Now, which thing is
a Barbara
the
Streisand.
Thing
they put my house on the internet.
Wait,
notice
you live
who's
with Barbara
speaking.
Streisand?
notice...
How did you live with Barbara
my
Streisand?
House was put on the Facebook page, Kung Fu.
Oh,
yeah.
Was that your actual address?
And
because we need to know that is going to
really
order.
Have his life ruined because of it.
Wait, whoa, which house are you
but
talking about? Is this the one that your parents
but
own?
But I digress, Kung Fu, or Minister Kickass, or whatever you call yourself.
That's even better. I'm a reverend, if you must know. Reverend Captain Kickass, it's true.
And I did call in to talk about some serious
spiritual
business,
humanism.
All right, you got serious business? Hold on. He's got serious business.
Okay.
Do you think he can actually get to it, or is he just going to keep insulting? See, he says he's got something to say, but I predict he's just going
to
keep insulting.
See, I think we should just hold him through the station break, and then as soon as it ends, drop him.
More coming up. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDartBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDart Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDartBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDartBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
USA USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Testifying in defiance of President Donald Trump's ban, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House impeachment officials that Trump himself had pressured the State Department to oust her from her post and get her out of the country. Yovanovitch told lawmakers investigating Trump's dealings with Ukraine that there was a, quote, concerted campaign against her based on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives. The diplomat was recalled from Kiev as Rudy Giuliani pressed Ukrainian officials to investigate corruption allegations against Democrat Joe Biden and his son. An aggressive wildfire in Southern California seared its way through dry vegetation and spread quickly as tens of thousands of residents continue to scramble to get out of its way. The blaze broke out in the San Fernando Valley and spread westward, burning its way into the hilly subdivisions on Los Angeles's northern edge as terrified residents grabbed what they could and ran. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in about an hour from now, we're going to kick off our Freer Talk Live after show on Twitch and on DLive over at twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm. So join us there for a less censored version of this program. Meanwhile, get on over to helpmetakebitcoin.com if you're interested in getting started accepting cryptocurrency at your business. Maybe you've got a real-life business where people come into a building and buy stuff from you, or perhaps you're a service provider and you come to your customers and provide them with whatever service or product that they need, and you want to take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash. Well, now it's easier than it's ever been through HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Their app is available for iOS and Android devices and any web browser. So you don't even have to have an Apple or Android. You can just use your web browser. And go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. They will walk you through the process. Even if you've never done anything with cryptocurrency before, they'll start you out with a wallet to set up, and then they'll plug that wallet right into their point-of-sale system that they've got. It's super easy. No ID verification, no paperwork. The sign-up is as fast as it could possibly be. It's so simple. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and they don't charge you for it.
And I just want to say, too, like, the people who know me know I've been talking about Bitcoin forever, right, since Bitcoin was a thing. And everybody, you know, oh, but you can't buy a cup of coffee with it. Well, I moved to Keene, New Hampshire, and I could pay my bar tab with Bitcoin. So, you know, no, it's definitely a viable currency.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bar tab, barbecue, burgers,
so many places,
cigarettes,
man.
Head shop.
Yeah. The pizza that people saw me eating, I pay for crypto. Yeah. I paid crypto for that pizza earlier at Little Zoe's, which is fantastic pies, by the way. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. We have mouth-breathing Duller. He says he's got something serious to talk about.
MBD.
I predicted that he can't stop insulting people, but I'm going to give you a chance. Go ahead, James Whittakine. This is James.
Hey, right? Harley, dude. What's your real name?
Which one's a Harley dude? Me? I'm Captain Kickass.
Can I address
Kick-Ass.
You by your real name?
I'm Captain Kickass.
Dude, you don't need to pretend. You don't know who I'm speaking to. But I should like to talk. Speaking of insults, I'm not the one that ever started with it, and I'm not the one that's ever made false accusations or repeated smears hundreds of times in the public airways public airways, because I do believe in a just, loving, and vengeful God, and I have my conscience is completely clean. And you're hanging out with liars and losers, and I'd love to talk to you about Bitcoin, but I should like to say that Rich Paul, since he made the challenge about getting in a ring, and he's the one with all the Bitcoin money, that I admit I've been wrong.
You may not be aware of this, I've known about Bitcoin when Bitcoin was peaking, so there is no Bitcoin money moron.
I know you buy with American dollars, and then you on your every half hour, you announce what it's worth in American dollars.
Is this the serious issue?
I'm a moron.
I'm
a moron.
What's your serious issue, moron?
I'm a moron.
You're talking the same stupid stuff you talk every time you call.
I got butt into by a guy where anybody can call in and take control of the radio, except for when I call in. And speaking of insults,
we'll get to the point, Jack.
You're more than welcome. I was until
no, you weren't.
You were rambling on in your usual mindless fashion.
I was listening, but like he can't actually address me in any way other than "Hey Harley dude" or whatever. Kung Fu, which is great. I gotta give him credit.
He's really creative with the name calling. I mean,
I do want to just say for a minute that like I do go by Captain Kickass. No, I have not made it my legal name because I consider that my slave name, so to speak. Right.
Right.
Captain Kickass, as far as I'm concerned, was given to me out of an endearing situation. Right. Some friends of mine coined it. When we were moving and I knocked over a beer or whatever, and then it stuck. Right. And I went through this battle even with social media. There was a certain social media site that took my page down because my name was Captain Kickass. And they wanted me to prove that this was my authentic name. So I produced for them identification that said Captain Kickass from a variety of places, because that's the name that I used as a musician. So I had backstage passes, I had, press credentials, all that kind of stuff from when I was a musician that all said Captain Kickass on it. And that was my authentic name versus my state name, right? My state-given name. Now, the same thing happens to, the Ogallala Sioux Indians and like drag queens, right, who have these we'll call them pseudonyms, right, but these social media sites try to take their pages down too, because some guy's named Jim Two Bowls, and they're like, oh, that's not an authentic name, but it is, that's actually the name. And so I got wrapped up with all that. So yes, Captain Kickass is my authentic name. I have a slave name, of course, that I have to use for getting a driver's license and all the paperwork with the state, but that's not my real name. My real name is Captain Kickass.
I'm with you, man. I was the same way. I was Ian Freeman by my choice, and I didn't change that legally for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And the reason I changed it legally finally was because the state refused to acknowledge, even though it says in their rules in New Hampshire that in order to change one's name, one just needs to start using the new name. It actually says that in the state statutes in New Hampshire that you don't need to go through the probate court process, supposedly, to change your name. And so
but you had to anyway?
I took that seriously, yeah. And I actually brought that up in court because, you know, those were also the times, the 2010 to 2014 were the years where I was getting arrested more often for civil disobedience. So I had a few court cases against me, and I motioned, you know, to the court, hey, you should be calling me by the name that I've chosen. Here's your RSA, which is the statutes here in New Hampshire, that say that you're supposed to recognize my name change. And like, well, we're not going to recognize your name change unless you go through probate court. And so finally I just decided, all right, fine, I'll go through the probate court process. So I did that. All right, let's continue here. David is in Albuquerque in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
The first of all, to answer question you posed, was his name Tommy somebody, and is it John Carlos, the two black guys at the 68 Olympics? Oh, and what I'm calling about is red flag laws. The 68 Olympics, those guys did receive an effective lifetime ban. It was not formally stated, but they never worked in their profession again. They got banned from all kinds of meets, if not all. Yeah.
Blackballed, right?
So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of ironic.
Yeah. And,
okay,
inappropriate.
It is.
Oh, that's funny. That reminds me, there was in Albuquerque, the football team, the Lobos football team, is playing Colorado right now, and they have a former football player from the team doing their announcing as they're on the road broadcasting team, and he made a comment. He says he goes like this. He goes, I'm paraphrasing, but he says, oh yeah, and Fort Collins has two German guys on their team, meaning, you know, two guys came over from Germany to go to school and they're playing on the football team. And then right after that, and I don't think he picked up on what he said, but right after that, he was commenting on a call that the ref had made, and he used the Seinfeld soup Nazi reference and said, no soup for you. So he referenced these two German guys coming over, and then right after that, he throws in a Nazi reference. I don't think he did it. And he's a black guy. So, and I don't think he picked up on it, but that was pretty funny. An appropriate boycott, a privilege boycott, instead of going from 1 year to 6 months, would be from permanently to half of permanently. And then on to red flag laws. Earlier you had a guy call in and bring up the red flag thing. And Ian, I know, no, none of you are fans of the United States of America or whatever this place is called. Or
I love the country. I hate the government.
Yep.
Right, but we're not currently really a fan of it, or the founding fathers or whatever. However, the way I see it, the United States does not exist because people have been paying too little attention over these last two centuries, and it's been completely changed from the intent of the people that originally wrote up the controlling law.
Absolutely,
I love the founding fathers, and they would have hated this tyranny.
More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want, dial in toll-free. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733, and we have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And if you would like that previous caller, not David, but the guy before him, mouth-breathing dullard, if you would like him to insult you, just join our Discord server where you can find him lurking in the toxic user zone. And if you speak his name, there's a good chance that he will come after you with threats.
Can we monetize him? You know what I mean?
You know, that's what I've been saying is there are people who like to hear mouth-breathing dullard on the air. So I was thinking maybe what we could do is, like, if somebody sends in a $10 tip, we'll give him, like, 2 minutes of airtime.
Oh,
if you really want to hear him.
I would do it on the after show.
Okay.
Because then you can just let him ramble. Like, you can't just let mouth-breathing dullard go for 2 minutes on broadcast radio, or some program director is going to, and rightfully so, be upset about that. Like, that guy has to be challenged. He has to not be allowed to just go off.
Well, the thing is, it seems like he's been trying to say something for the last 8 years, and I was thinking if we put him on and let him run his mouth for a while, he might eventually get to the point.
Well, he's welcome to call the after show tonight at 10:30 Eastern Time. I mean, we'll have open phones. He can even say the F word, and it's totally fine. You don't have to hold back. And to his credit, at the very least, he doesn't. He's not dumb enough to drop the F-bomb and make it so we have to drop him off the air. So he does hold back as far as the words.
Like, for a guy who gives me and us crap for our names, he's chosen an interesting handle.
Let's go back to David. David, you said you wanted to talk about the red flag laws, but then you talked about, like, three other things. So let's get to the actual meat here.
Yeah, we're on it with the, like I said, to me, the United States does not exist. It does not exist because by default, they have gone so far, they being the powers that be, have gone so far outside the controlling law that set up the rules of this country that by definition, this country does not exist. And what you have in place are posers, and they have no legal claim on anything because they're not adhering to the law that controls the operation of the country, and we have no obligation to them anymore. And then you got a caller.
That's exactly what I told the FBI agent who arrested me.
Well, and what's the Lysander Spooner quote here? The Constitution
has either authorized or been powerless to prevent.
Yeah, the Constitution is either authorized such government as we have had, or it has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist.
Yeah, like, I think it was a good idea, but it certainly hasn't, you know, been able to maintain any sense of what, you know, it intended to be, or at least the words that, you know, as I interpret them, you know, make it intended to be.
Right, and so what you need to do is count their number. I mean, our military is, you know, X number of million, depending on how you want to count it, whether you want to count 2 million or 4 million or whatever.
It's about 1.5 million, bro.
Right, but so you count whatever, like I said, that's why I prefix it with count however you want to count it, and then you can basically cut that in half, because half of them are coming with me. And so you cut that in half, and all you need is an equal or greater number, preferably, to match them, and they're done. Mm-hmm. That's all you need. So
if the military splits exactly in half, then it will be the military fighting the military. They'll cancel each other out, and what's left is the citizens. Well, it's easy to predict who's going to win in citizen conflict, because half of the citizens are armed and the other half are unarmed. So what happens when unarmed people go up against armed people?
That's a slaughter.
Massacre.
And even the ones that are unarmed that you're talking about, if you arm them, they don't know how to fight. So even then they're lost. And the numbers from the original revolution are probably still good numbers when you talk about the 3% that actually were actively engaged in taking on the enemy, being the government. And then you got 20-30% at both sides. You got 20-30% supporting the government that's in power. You got 20-30% that are rebelling, and then everybody in the middle is just neutral and will get out of your way. So that
they just don't want to get shot by either side.
Yeah, social change is interesting because, like, you really don't need that many people to make a change. But what you do need is a number of rabid people who are really loud about the change, right? And if you can achieve numbers like that, you can actually affect change.
Now, I can't remember who wrote it, but it was written during the revolution that we do not need a majority to prevail. What we need is an irate and tireless minority working hard to set brush fires in men's minds.
That's what we're trying to do here in New Hampshire. And thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And that's why we need more people to move here and, most importantly, stay here. I mean, we've had a lot of great activists move here, and then they just kind of think, I don't know if they think that the state's going to end, like, in a week, but it's a long process here. This is a lifetime-long project, and they end up leaving. And, you know, we still have more people, I think, over time, generally. We've attracted more than we've lost. But all things considered, like, if we could have retained people like Sam Dodson and Kelly Voluntarist and many of the other folks who'd come here, I think we'd be much better off today.
I wish that they had stayed, but at the same time, if you come and you do some activism and you go home, you still contributed
to
the movement.
No,
you still contributed to New Hampshire freedom. So
nobody can take back the contributions that Sam Dodson made. I mean, he did some amazing video work. I just put some of his footage into the recent 420 that we did, the 420 10-year rally that we did 2 weekends ago, I think, now.
Yeah,
at this
that
point.
Was fun.
And all three of us were there for it. There were it was 15 folks that came out, relatively short amount of time to prepare.
Yeah.
We didn't have weeks to build up to anything. But, you know, I made a video, since I recorded video of this year's thing, the 10-year anniversary, I kind of did an overview video, which included some of Sam's original footage from back in 2009, mm-hmm. included a little bit of footage from some of the Concord 420s that we've done in the sort of the meantime, and then the footage from 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have done it without Sam's footage. It was fantastic stuff.
And that's the thing, too, is like, you know, 15, 20 people, what, you know, in a town the size of Keene, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, we had spectators watching the 15 of
us.
That's
true.
Like, there were people, I remember seeing a pickup truck with a couple on lawn chairs.
Sitting in the back watching.
Just sitting watching what we were doing. Like, that was their activity for the day. Let's go watch the protesters.
We used to have that every day.
Yep.
I remember the public defenders would always be standing outside the door to their office and just watching us like, what are they doing?
And there was actually in Sam's original footage on the OTN, he called it OTN, Obscure Truth Network. He remember one time there was like counter protesters that came out.
Oh yeah, there was that inbred guy with the sign.
There were several
and
counter protesters. Yeah. Well,
it was him and his family.
It was his whole family. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were all, you know, a little broken in the brain, but you know it was good that we, you know, we got protesters who were, you know...
Not that bright.
They made the cataclysmically stoned people look like geniuses.
yeah. So, anyway, you can go check that out on the Free Keene YouTube channel if you have not seen it. And Lumpy, who's one of our Discord chatters, makes an appearance at the very end of it. He's kind of got the punch-out joke at the end of... you'll see it if you watch it at the Free Keene YouTube channel. So thanks for the call, David. Definitely appreciate hearing from you here tonight. Maybe we should save Facebook's Libra news for our after show. We could, you know, talk about that because it's kind of a big topic, and we're definitely not going to have time to do it justice in the next minute. So if you stick with us here, you want to watch our after show where we can say things we can't say with FCC rules. So it's a bit of a different show. That's why we call it Freer Talk Live. It'll be available to you in about a half an hour, so about 10:30 Eastern time. That way we got enough time to take a break and, you know, do what I've got to do, the archives. I like to get those done before the after show. And so that's coming up. You can go to dlive.lrn.fm. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm, which, by the way, apparently Donald Trump just joined Twitch. I don't know if you guys saw that news.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, he always seemed a little twitchy to me, so that's not too surprising.
Now, I don't know if Donald Trump was aware that he joined Twitch because, you know, it's probably his staff that's doing all the work there.
Do you think it's his staff running Twitter?
No, I think that's him doing Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you think it's his staff on Twitch?
Well, the first video on Twitch on Donald Trump's channel was just him giving some speech somewhere.
His commercial or whatever.
Well, no, it was like a speech video. It was just him giving a speech. So it wasn't specific to Twitch. They were just streaming it on Twitch. So I doubt Donald Trump's going to be loading up Overwatch or Hearthstone and playing games. So anyway, we'll see you there in about a half an hour, and you can join us online in the meantime anytime over at freetalklive.com. Check out electnobody.com. For more of Nobody.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Dan Perkins here for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.